Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight. Circling the Nexus.
That's Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. That song's The Nexus. It's a great song. It's the first song on the Innocent Age album that I encourage you to find. It's a great album. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry. And I just discovered something, folks. How many times have you heard me on this show talk about social media and say, look, don't try to, if it's not automatic for you, if you're not automatically driven, if you're not gravitating toward this, or even if you are, but you realize, wait a minute, I can't be the social media guru and run my business. And you probably can't, folks. I don't recommend it to you. I've said, find somebody to help you. Get an employee, younger employee to help you. Bring in an intern. Get somebody to help you with this. You got to do it. You just don't have to do it. Turns out, Tim's been taking my advice, obviously. And Tim, you were telling me that your two of your daughters have started a business to do exactly this, right?
Yes, actually. Well,
Eugene,
you know,
Social. Now, folks, I'm having to drag this out of him. He's not a self-promoter. I'm having to drag this out of him, honest. EugeneSocial.com, is that right?
With a dash between Eugene, Oregon, and Social. EugeneSocial.com.
Okay.
What happened, Jim, you know, when we're talking about young people, old people, whatever, when
I didn't say old
asked
people.
My daughter...
I didn't say old people, Tim.
When I asked my daughter to take over the management of Palo Alto Software, she said, sure, Dad, yes, I'd love it, but you have to start blogging. And that was 7 years
right.
ago. And I then started blogging and became the example. I was doing none of this when I was running a company.
Mm-hmm.
And for 7 years, I've been doing it virtually full-time, blogging and social media, and I love it. And over time, a couple other daughters have become involved in it and asked me to join them, and we've started Eugene Social for small business owners who know why they want it but know they don't have time to do it
even
themselves.
If they could do it.
That's
what we're
about.
Tim, when I started my business... This media company in 97, I went out and bought the complete book on HTML, learning HTML, because I knew that I was going to have a lot of HTML in this business. And I started looking at it, and I said, you know what? I could get really good at this. I'm the kind of person, I enjoy this kind of thing. I could become an HTML expert. And then I said to myself, but if you do, you probably won't become you won't be successful in your business. So I laid the book down and hired all the HTML.
Yeah, you don't have time to do it yourself. And I'm pretty well known in blogging now and in social media.
You think?
But I didn't do any of it until I stopped running the business.
Yeah.
Because you can't do both.
Mm-hmm.
And that was sort of my insight. And then when Laura Berry, my 40-year-old daughter, single mom, loves
sure
social media.
She's grateful for that. Extra detail there, Tim.
She invited me in, you know, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, and so what? Tell us what you're doing for the guys, for your customers.
Really specifically, we are very much targeted on the small business owner who knows they want social media. We're not teaching people who don't understand why they want it. If they know they want it, but they don't have time to do it because they're running a business themselves. The differentiator for us is...
Are you doing it for them, or are you showing them how they can get other people to help them with it?
No, we're not the gurus that show people how. We're doing the work.
So going in there and helping small business owners do the work for them. I said hire an intern. You're doing what the intern might do, for example.
Except we're doing it as somebody grown up who knows
right.
their business,
right.
who
right.
can be trusted mm-hmm. to tweet and do updates for them.
And
respectfully.
Specific performance can be expected, too.
Yes, with results and mm-hmm. with respect and understanding their strategy and representing them well, carefully, thoughtfully, right. and doing it manually. It's not automatic. There's
right.
no automatic stuff.
Right.
It's look at the content, offer good content, enhance their business, generate traffic, generate sales.
And you're helping the people generate their own content too, right? I mean, so it's relevant to them.
Yes, we have to know them in order
yeah.
to do that job.
And they
well.
Find
and,
out more about you guys
issues?
at eugene-social.com.
Yes.
And Eugene is in Eugene, Oregon, where Tim is. Tim, congratulations on the new business. Tell the girls congratulations, and I'm glad to know about it. Thanks for letting us know how you guys are doing.
Well, thank you, Jim, for asking.
And come back again real soon. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, we won't do without him. He's one of the best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.